Oh, yeah, that's right. It is time for 2SER's Around Town, where we tell you what some cool things to check out this weekend. First up, the Sydney Writers' Festival is now on. Whether you're into fiction or maybe non-fiction, it accommodates to all those interested in literature, both old and new. Gemma Birrell, the artistic director of the festival, explains, a good festival, like a good book, should bring real-life benefits, joy, solace, and a new understanding of the world. With a week-long extravaganza of ideas and literature, the festival will be hosting an exhilarating array of authors bringing their wisdom, knowledge and imaginative whimsy to Sydney. Names such as Nikki Savard, Kate Tempest, Paul Kelly and Susie Orbach will be making an appearance. So be sure to check out the festival before it wraps up on Sunday the 22nd. So lots to check out. It's absolutely a fantastic festival, getting all sorts of really interesting artists and talent to talk about their love of writing. The Sydney Writers' Festival is now on. Moving on to the series that's wrapping up tomorrow night. It's been fantastic. It's called In the House at Event Cinemas on George Street. They've been showcasing a whole bunch of classics. You've seen Toy Story, you've seen The Big Lebowski, and tomorrow night they're finishing up with a classic, Star Trek The Wrath of Khan. If there's any Trekkies out there, they know this is one of the masterpieces in this kind of universe. So the very last edition of In the House is airing tomorrow night at Event Cinemas on George Street, Friday the 20th of March, and finishing with this absolute classic, The Wrath of Khan. Now, they're really great to the way they're doing these screenings as well. It always has a Q&A element with it, with Queenie and Jabba, two film nerds. So if you want to go along and see this cinematic masterpiece, Star Trek The Wrath of Khan, then it's happening tomorrow night as part of the In the House series at Event Cinemas on George Street. Moving on to Saturday, the 21st of May, the Carriage Works Farmers Markets will be on. Raw honey, freshly baked artisan breads, farm-to-table meats and cheeses, fresh-cut flowers. What more do you need on a Saturday morning? This weekend market is well worth the trip for its range of seasonal produce, including organic and biodynamic foods. I don't even know what that is. From farmers and producers from across New South Wales. Held at the beautiful Carriage Works in Everleigh from 8 to 1pm every Saturday. You're going to want to get in early to scoop up all the delicious delights on offer. That is this Saturday, 21st of May, at the Carriage Works Farmers Markets. And one last thing happening on Sunday to complete your weekend is the Piedmont Festival. Have you ever wanted a harbourside view paired with wine, food and an art festival? Well, now you can at the Piedmont Festival from today until Sunday 22nd. This free festival features live music, fairground rides, children's entertainment and an exhibition of artworks from local and Mudgee-based artists. With over 100 stalls to offer, this is a must-go-to free family event around town. The Piedmont Festival is going to be absolutely fantastic, really sort of interesting way, and a beautiful view, of course, in that part of the world as well. So head on down to Piedmont. It's all happening right across the place, including the Blue Eyed Dragon, the Piedmont Point Hotel, Cafe Morso, Flying Fish Bar, and plenty of things to check out as well. So that's it. That's pretty much a great guide to the weekend. The Piedmont Festival happening now until Sunday. The Carriage Works Farmers Markets on Saturday, 21st of May. Star Trek The Wrath of Khan tomorrow night at Event Cinemas on George Street, part of the In the House session, the last one for this year. Also, if you were interested in seeing some classics next year, head to the Facebook page to let them know what you want to see on the big screen, the way movies were meant to be seen, and the Sydney Writers' Festival, which is now on for a little while longer. Catch all sorts of great artists and talent telling you what they love about writing. There you go, a guide to what's happening this weekend, my last one. So I'm sure the next Brekkie host will bring you great things to check out on the weekend moving forward.